A lot of Israeli towns use kinds of blue in it. It's okay. I mean, maybe that's his preferred color.
Yeah, I mean, that historically, that's what it seems clear from the Prima Gaudim, from the Alia Rava, that the stripes used to be blue stripes and not black stripes. Okay, the truth is that this debate is more appropriately centered on Daf Mem Aleph than it is on Daf Lamed Ches. If you look at source number 4, the Gemara says, Talis, ein poter ba ela mina, its species. Pashtos, its species means its material. However, Rashi on this Gemara interprets it as a reference to the color. I don't know how blue linen and blue wool are considered the same species, but that's what Rashi tells us, that it's color, right? Not Pashtos. Right? It's not Rashi. It's not the material. Rashi seems to be adopting a very, very broad definition of min. Right? Now, it's very possible if you go through all of Shas, you'll discover that min is consistently used in a very, very broad way. It doesn't only mean species. Right? If you look in the dictionary definition, it'll tell you that it has more than one meaning. It's a homonym. It could mean more than just species. And that's presumably Rashi was informed by going through all of Shas and seeing how the word min is used. It's not only used in the sense of, you know, biological, taxonomical, Carolus Linnaeus and everything else, right? That it's used more broadly than that.
Min bimino
over there, you right, if you've got wheat and wheat is the same species. If you've got steak with steak, that's the same species. That's min bimino. In Yoredeya, though, we don't say that like one meiser that gets mixed up with another meiser are min bimino. Min bimino is defined either by the name of the species, by the taste of the species. So theoretically, this is where you might have a nafka mina, right? According to some, something could be classified as min bimino if it has an artificial taste. Right? You have something which has a natural taste and a fake, right? Fake. What type of things do they make fake?
Artificial taste.
Right? Tailless.
So like you have, like you can get sushi with fake crab. I don't know whether it tastes like real crab. You can ask your, your local.
Kani.
So if it really tastes like crab, like literally like crab, so then you could argue that that would be min bimino according to some definitions, even though they're not the same species, just because they have the same taste. But there's a discussion in Avodah Zarah about what happens if you have wine and grapes, and they get mixed up. One of them is not kosher, the other one is kosher. Is that treated like a min bimino mixture or a min she'eino mino mixture? So you could have sometimes two things, right, that have the same taste, right, but different species or different forms, right, and maybe they'll be considered min bimino. So that is some good evidence, perhaps, that min can mean more than just species. If taste can make two things the same min, then maybe color can make two things the same min as well in Hilchos Tzitzis. Excellent, excellent proof.
Number four is Beket and Tzitzis, right? Again, Talis Ein Poter Bo Elamina. We're talking about the Tzitzis posturing the Beket, right?
We're talking, right, exactly, that the Tzitzis must be of the same min as the Beket. Does that mean the tzitzis must be of the same min as the beged? Does that mean that the tzitzis must be the same species, the same material as the beged? Or does that mean that the tzitzis must be the same color as the beged?
The
silk on silk is okay. It may be a mitzvah midoraisa. It may only be a mitzvah midrabanon. It's machlokas Rava and Rav Nachman about whether a silk talis needs silk tzitzis midoraisa, or whether a silk talis is pater from tzitzis midoraisa and only needs silk tzitzis midrabanon. But everyone agrees that one way or another, silk talis, you're yotze with silk tzitzis.
How about love on wool? White wool, like we have today.
And we paskin that white silk is also okay. Oh, for a silk talis. For a silk talis. So take a look now at the Rambam's rendition.
You said we have to look at back at our avot, how they did it in the midbar. those days, they didn't have any of the materials that we have today, polyester, Dacron, you know, we have a thousand different materials today. They didn't have them. It's all invented today. So how do you want to go according to what they had? Nobody was what they had.
One second. You're on a roll today, Boaz. Tosfos point.
How many points are you?
This is already three. Polyester is synthetic?
Yes.
Yeah, so polyester, there's a different issue, which is that it may be like leather, which everyone agrees is potter from tzitzis.
The farm store, they had polyester baguette, and they said, don't buy that. You need to buy gadoli karka.
The Shulchan Aruch recommends that everyone wear wool tzitzis, because that's the only type of tzitzis that everyone agrees you fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa with. However, right, everyone agrees that if you wear cotton tzitzis, you're at the minimum fulfilling a mitzvah d'rabbanon. Polyester tzitzis, some who's even fulfilling a mitzvah d'rabbanon.
Wool is not gedulei karka.
Wool is not gedulei karka.
We'll get to it. We have another daf or two. So the Gemara goes on and says, let's take a look at how the Rambam recasts this Gemara. The Rambam, Hilchos Tzitzis, he writes as follows: Talis, Shei Kulo Aduma, Talis which is all red. O Yeroka, or a talis that's all blue. O Mishar Tzivonin, or that's made out of other colors. O Sechute Lavan Shalah, Ke'ein Siva. You make the white strings like its color. Im Yeroka Yerokin, if the talis is blue, make the strings blue. Im Aduma Adumin, if the talis is red, make the strings red. Haisa Kula Techeles, this is Boaz's point number one. If the talis was all blue, Osa Lavan Shalah Mishar Tziv Onin, then you should make its white from other colors. Chusmina Shachor, don't make the white blue. Don't make the white black. Because it will look like techeles. We want to preserve the dual nature of tzitzis, perhaps, that there should be some white, there should be some blue. If you've got a blue talis, you make the techeles blue and the white blue to match the talis, then it'll be uniform blue. Just like on a white talis, we want some to be blue and some to be white. On a blue talis, we also want some to be blue and some to be white, so blue talis is the only case where you're not supposed to make the non-techeles strings the same color as the talis.
That's what you should have told Korach. That's what you should have told Korach.
Korach didn't want to put any strings on his blue talis. Right? The Rambam is saying you could put white strings and blue strings, but you need strings.
Maybe Lavan would have been a pshara for him. The Moshe would have said you have to have techeles. So he said, I'll make a pshara with you, and I'll have law on it. Moshe said, no, you have to have still the chilas, even on law.
Yeah, if my style was different, if my style was different, I could spend 2 days talking about the Midrashim and the Machlokes about, but I'm just trying to go through like the basic building blocks of how we get right to what we're paskin about this, and so this is the Rambam. The Rambam could be read in two ways, the Beis Yosef points out. You could read the Rambam as saying that for a blue talis, you shouldn't have the white strings matching the baguette. You don't need to have, you can't have, but for a red talis, you must have the strings matching the baguette. In other words, we're jumping from may not to must. Blue talis, you may not make the white strings blue. A red talis, you must make the white strings red. As opposed to the other reading, which would be, in a blue talis, you may not make the white strings blue, but in a red talis, you may make the white strings red. So those are two readings of the Rambam, right? Is it that you must make the white strings red in a red talis, or that you may make the white strings red? Beis Yosef says the Rambam preserves the ambiguity of the Gemara rather than resolving it. Because the Rambam also can be read in two different ways.
But doesn't he say osa? The word osa does not mean that that's what he does. That's what you should do.
Lechatchila. Or could it be that it's just as lechatchila as leaving the white strings white? You can even Now, if I were Mr. Amster, I would say that the opposite of may not is may. Right? The opposite of A is not B, it's not A. The opposite of not A is not B, it's A. So if the Rambam says that in a blue talis, you may not make the white strings blue, but in a red talis, you not must, may. Right? That's the contrast between may not and may. Right? So that's the Beis Yosef's point. The Beis Yosef prefers to say that the Rambam is not insisting, like Rashi, that we must have red strings on a red talis, but rather simply telling us that we may have red strings on a red talis, and it's only on a blue talis that we can't have blue strings. Where? Oh, okay. So let's get there. I want to read the two things in the Beis Yosef here. We'll start off with that. The talisos shalahem, the Beis Yosef is referring to, is the Dor HaMidbar. That's why I underlined it. The Beis Yosef writes, Rabbeinu HaGadol Ma'ari Abu Avzal Kasav B'shem Baal HaItur Shetzitzios Shalavon Kodmin L'chol HaTzivonim, that when you're putting the tzitzis in order, you have to make some sort of a loop, so the white should go first. The Ezet Savah She'yiyah Talis, it makes no difference what color the talis is. Shekisha Amru Min Kanaf, when we said Min Kanaf, I'm reading the last lines of source number 6. The last lines, sheyihiyeh tzitzis mimina kanaf, it means not that your individual talis has to match your individual tzitzis, but rather stam talisos shelahem hayu levanim, most of their talisos were white. Avalam ein lanu lavan, az tzarich sheyeh tzitzis mitam yitzeva hatalis. So the Beis Yosef seems to be, by using that word, talisos shelahem, their talisos in the time that the Torah was given were white, and that gives white a special status above everything else. It's a historical question, not a sociological question. And Beis Yosef also addresses your question, Boaz, about, we're just going to conclude by making reference to all your questions, and we'll save the second part for tomorrow. But the Beis Yosef also addresses your question nowadays that we don't have tcheles, so there's no problem if you're wearing a blue talis to make the white strings blue. Because, he says, take a look. If you have an all blue talis, right. And the Beis Yosef says that the concern of having all of the talis blue is not necessarily to preserve the breakdown between white strings and blue strings, but rather he thinks that the concern is that people are going to get mixed up between genuine treles and blue strings that are not treles. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says, and nowadays that everyone knows that no one has tcheles, so there isn't the same concern for confusion. Nowadays that no one's going to take a blue string that's not tcheles and tie it to a linen baguette, because no one puts tzitzis on a linen baguette, so there won't be any potential isser that emerges from the mistaken, the confusion of a non-tcheles blue string with a tcheles blue string. So the Beis Yosef would say that if a person were wearing a solid blue talis nowadays, then the person could put on blue strings, right, if that's what he does, although, again, the Levush acknowledges that the minhag is to only put on white strings. Right. So one last point, question of, right, the species, the material. Back in the times of the desert, they didn't have polyester, they didn't have cotton begadim. So Tosfos make this point. Tosfos say, Tzarich lomar, we have to say, the stam talisos shelahem, that the standard talisos shelahem, theirs, there's no generation that's important to us other than the Dor HaMidbar, because if there's some generation after Matan Torah that had one custom, why is it fixed in that generation? Our generation is different. Why? Right? But Matan Torah, that's when the Torah was given. The Torah was addressed to that generation, and so presumably the standards that were set then were meant to be in place permanently. Stam talisos shelahem, says Tosfos, Hagami Sharminim. It must have been made out of other materials as well, silk, cotton, etc. The Rava who the Darish Lakaman midiksiv hakanaf min kanaf. Rava interprets the kanaf as meaning min kanaf, the species, the material of the baged. In other words, Rava tells us that cotton tzitzis, cotton baged needs cotton tzitzis, and a silk baged needs a silk tzitzis, midio raisa. So that means the Torah was addressing itself to the Dor HaMidbar. told them, no matter what material you're wearing, your tzitzis need to be, and you need to put tzitzis on it. So obviously they were wearing talisos of other materials, right? Disharminin b'minon potrin. Rav Nachman, right, says that no, that only wool and linen begadim need tzitzis. Based on Tosfos, one possible explanation is that maybe they were only wearing wool and linen, right, in the midbar. Now, what are we going to do about polyester? What are we going to do about the synthetic materials? That's going to be a little bit more complicated. Tosfos seem to be assuming that wool is chashuv. It gets its own category. Silk, cotton, since they're relatively less chashuv, so they're all under the one umbrella. Sharminim, other species. And so perhaps one could say, in the midbar, they wore wool, and they wore other materials. And nowadays, we have wool, and we have other materials. The fact that the category of other materials is more broad nowadays doesn't bother us, because the basic principle is, either other materials need tzitzis, or other materials don't need tzitzis. If you say that they do, so then you've got this. So I think we'll pick up, we'll just quickly apply this to the way that we wrap ourselves in the morning. We'll start that off with tomorrow, and then we'll move onwards in the Gemara.